With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The photographs of Mark Rabou are remarkable images. For example, a picture of a painter who looks as though he may be dancing high up on the girders of the Eiffel Tower, first published in Life magazine in 1953.
It was actually my first picture ever published. And I remember the caption. It was Blithful on the Eiffel. After the publication in Life, then it remained in a drawer and nobody published it until about 5-10 years ago when a gallery printed a postcard and a poster with it.
The picture of the painter on the Eiffel Tower is on the front cover of Mark Rabou's book, Photographs at Home and Abroad. Mark Rabou was born in France in 1923. He joined the French resistance against the Nazis. When he was 30, he was working as a mechanical engineer and weekend photographer.
One day I took 1 week leave from the factory where I was working as an engineer to photograph a festival drama. I never went back.
Mark Rabou joined the photo cooperative known as Magnum.
I took a Land Rover and drove from Paris to Calcutta. It took me 6 months.
Rabou lived in India for a year, then became one of the first Westerners to enter post-war China. Camera in hand, Mark Rabou has traveled the world, as the pictures attest in his book, Photographs at Home and Abroad, published by Harry Abrams. Mark Rabou says there is nothing mysterious about being a photographer.
We have a very simple mechanic tool, which is like a pen. It's as easy to use as a typewriter.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. French photojournalist Mark Rabou says that photography cannot change the world, but it can show the world changing.
We have to look the world like with the eyes of a child, but also with the culture that we have.
More than 90 of Mark Rabou's photographs taken from the 1950s through the 80s throughout the world are in his book, Photographs at Home and Abroad. Rabou bristles when asked if photography is really an art.
It's a stupid question in a way. I mean, it's not a bit. What is art? This table, an armchair, a beautiful armchair, is a beautiful piece of craft and can be art. I think people who speak too much of art or creativity or poetry are the less creative.
Rabou believes photography, as in all art, is a means of expressing oneself.
I think some photographs will be pieces of art. But I don't think a photographer who starts taking pictures is an artist.
Mark Rabou uses a small Leica so as to be inconspicuous when he shoots from the street, but believes it doesn't much matter what kind of camera is used.
They all have similar standards, and you have to forget a camera. You have to have the simplest camera, less gadgets as possible, and a good camera.
Harry Abrams published Photographs at Home and Abroad by Mark Rabou, who says that taking pictures is savoring life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. French photojournalist Mark Rabou has been a world traveler since the early 1950s when he struck out as a freelance photographer. Many of his pictures, such as the one of a girl thrusting a daisy at a soldier's fixed bayonet during a peace demonstration in Washington in 1967, are showcased in his book, Photographs at Home and Abroad.
Instead of going in a desert of Australia and photographing clouds and trees or sand, better to be in a people's commune in China or in a village in India, which reflects some of the problem of our world.
Most of Mark Rabou's photographs are a people, often shown absurdly or in the aftermath of tragedy.
What disturbs people is not so much to be photographed, but being looked at. And there is an old French expression, if you look at someone, even if you don't have a camera, the person will answer, "You want a picture of me?" But when you photograph somebody, you don't have to look at him. If I look over there, I see what you're doing, and see who you are, and I take a picture.
Mark Rabou believes a true photographer must have a passion and an obsession.
It's a visual approach. Like people writing, or people who are singing, or music, they play music all the time, 12 hours a day. Or photography, it's the same. Then it becomes an reflects an instinct.
But Rabou admits even an amateur will sometimes get a good shot.
By sheer luck, a monkey would take pictures. By sheer luck, he would have something.
Photographs at Home and Abroad by Mark Rabou was published by Harry Abrams. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.